The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, at your service, along with Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and of course Craig Montana running the studio for us. And markets so far today
kind of flat.
Are pretty flat, not moving around much.
Not much going on.
Well, you know, except for everybody's waiting to see what's happening with the tax proposal trying to work its way through Congress. It's hitting roadblocks of all sorts here and there, and everybody's got a better idea. And one side says, oh, it's this, and somebody else says, no, it's that. And so this is going to be a process, a real process here.
Well, it is very interesting to see what's going on there, because they've been talking about, you know, increasing the standard deduction for a couple to $24,000. And I find that very interesting, because what that will mean is most of us probably aren't going to itemize, because we're not going to have deductions exceeding $24,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how the people who do tax preparing feel about that.
Well, and some of the real estate proposals on that that are making, if I were a realtor, I'd be unhappy. I'm not sure that everyone looks at all these fine points on everything, but it's just got a lot of stuff going on in there, and there's a lot of disagreement happening.
Nobody likes change, and they're trying to make a change, and everybody thinks they're going to get the short end of the stick, and they want to stick it to the other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see that's a very difficult thing to do.
Well, something else that may be more difficult than we like is how to help a loved one or friend or relative, whatever, or maybe even your spouse or yourself, determine when it's time to go and have some long-term care.
Yep.
That's a difficult decision, too. We'll tackle that this morning.
I can tell you that it does not occur right after you've had an argument.
It may pop in your mind.
Some eye-opening things that I have experienced at a few 401k plan enrollments, and this may refer to any of you who are still working. What kind of guidance do you get, and what's the rules and rationale on that now? How do you know what to pick in those investments? So we'll take a little look at that. Jamie's got another couple of things he's going to be adding to the mix. Jamie?
Yeah, we want to talk this morning a little bit about how to create income, because that's always one of the topics that everybody's concerned about when they're approaching retirement, because obviously you're not working at that point creating income. So where's your income going to come from, and how do I generate that income?
Mm-hmm. What's the best way for you? How do you determine that? Huh? So we'll talk about those things and much more, keep you up to date on the markets and what's happening with your money as we go through the Money Makeover Show. So stay with us. If you got a question in the meantime, we're going to take a little break, and you can call us if you want to, totally in private on the good old telephone. Way to do that is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Doug, and Jamie on today's edition of The Money Makeover Show.
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Having trouble with mold? Bilski Pressure Washing in Brenham says leave the mold to us. Bilski Pressure Washing can clean sidewalks, patios, wrought iron, and wood furniture. They can clean around the pool and make your porch swing, deck floors, and rock facing look new again. Call James Bilski with Bilski Pressure Washing at 979-277-4135. That's 979-277-4135 for a free estimate on mold removal from commercial or residential premises. Wherever you have mold, let Bilski Pressure Washing wash it away.
Attention, hardworking Texans. Here's your opportunity to advance your career in the energy field. CatSpec Specialty and Elite Turnaround Specialist LTD, a stronghold company, will be hosting a job fair Friday, November 17th and Saturday, November 18th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the First National Bank Civic Center at 11 North Bell in Belleville. CatSpec needs experienced workers for upcoming projects starting now for the next several years. Jobs specialize in catalyst changeouts, mechanical turnarounds and shutdowns in oil and gas refineries located in the U.S. Experienced workers are preferred, but anyone interested is encouraged to apply. CatSpec always provides great training. Applicants must be willing to travel, have valid driver's license or state ID, plus valid Social Security and TWIC cards. All candidates must also be able to pass urine, hair, and alcohol tests, as well as a background check. Don't miss the CatSpec job fair this Friday, November 17th and Saturday, November 18th from 8 till 5 at the First National Bank Civic Center at 11 North Bell in Belleville. For more information, call Melvin Crouch at 361-53
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. Myers Garage is your general auto repair center at downtown Brenham. Not only does Myers offer tune-ups and brake service, they also can help with the air conditioner that's not cooling and many other general auto repairs. Is your diesel running rough? Myers also offers diesel diagnostics. Just call Tommy or David at Myers Garage at 836-6741 or stop by their location at 308 South Baylor in downtown Brenham.
Want to own the number one selling tractor in Texas? Get a Kubota at WC Tractor. The Kubota L2501 comes with a tub diesel engine and available front loader and backhoe. From mowing and planting to digging and lifting, Kubota's L2501 is a quality workhorse at an affordable price. That's why it's the number one tractor in Texas. Now get financing for as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Come see WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com. Now through December 31st, 2017 only. Terms and conditions of Kubota standard limited warranty apply. For warranty terms, see Kubota's limited warranty at KubotaUSA.com or authorized Kubota dealers.
Did you know that 4-H was in the construction business? Well, we are. Are you surprised? We've been laying foundations and building the future since 1908. Today, through Texas AgriLife Extension and the support of folks just like you, we're building some of our most innovative projects ever. What do we build? Leaders. One kid at a time. Great programs. In the city or out in the country, 4-H is everywhere. Bring your kids. Get involved. Build a leader. 4-H.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to today's edition of the Money Makeover Show from Neal Financial Group. That's NEAL Financial. Offices in Houston on St. James Place, right between Westheimer and San Felipe. And the other office in Central Texas, downtown Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. Literally, you can walk out the door from the courthouse, walk directly across the street and walk in our door for our building. Yeah, anyway. Got you covered either place, and we are financial planners and advisors licensed to practice in over 20 states. And we do all kinds of work, everything from company retirement plans to individual financial planning, all sorts of things just to help you. So glad to have you joining us. And by the way, we do take calls here on the phone. So we have an 800 number for you to call us. There's no sense of wondering about something and not calling in and asking questions. You got three financial brains right here in the studio at your service.
And the price is right.
You bet it. You betcha. It's a toll-free call from anywhere in the continental USA. And that's 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. Or, you know, guys, if people want to call us and ask a question at the office or come in for a free review, we'll go over whatever's on your mind with you, your family, your financial situation. Glad to do that. And what's our office number?
979-836-2903. That's 836-2903.
Yeah, I just want to throw out there that our location across from the courthouse has nothing to do with our place.
That's right.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
No any confusion.
Yeah,
there.
We're not a courthouse annex. No. Yeah, glad to help you out either location that we have. And also, again, the free review. This is a great opportunity to do that. And, you know, I know on the program here we talk about things like long-term care, for instance, and we do it a lot because it's so important. It's become such an important part of financial planning that, you know, we're constantly in our own practice here getting reminders of why it's so important, because we run into people. We have clients who are either themselves needing to go, or a loved one is having to have long-term care, or they know someone who is. You know, everybody is connected on that issue. So that's why we pay a lot of attention to it here. And we're going to do a couple of rounds on that, how to tell if it's time for long-term care. And Doug's going to talk about that in just a minute or two here. Markets, as we mentioned, have been just kind of flat. They were trending downward a little bit the last few days. We're finally getting a little bit of give back here. I went to do a enrollment meeting for a Houston area company a few days ago, and there was that question, you know, hey, my stuff has been doing so well, my investments in my 401k plan at work, and now I'm seeing that the stock market is starting to edge down, go down. What do I do, guys?
Keep putting money in. You're buying it cheaper and cheaper.
Yeah, when things come down, the price of whatever you're buying as investments inside of your retirement plan at work, whether it's a 401k, 403b, simple IRA, whatever it may be, right, that's going to go down. Sometimes it's going to be more expensive other times, and sometimes it's in the middle of the road. But you keep making those monthly or bi-monthly contributions in there from your pay check
that you
and
don't,
it goes in.
You don't miss it when it comes out of your paycheck, because your take-home pay is what you spend. So if you take out $50, $100, or whatever a paycheck, and it goes into a savings account that you're not going to use for 10 or 15 or 20 years, what difference does it make?
But sometimes when it goes in, the market's going to be down. You're going to buy the same stuff you are buying all the time in your plan. You're going to buy it cheaper then.
Yep.
If the market's up, you're going to be paying more for it. If it's kind of in the middle, you're going to be in the middle. But by and large, it kind of averages out over time. It's called dollar cost average. And so overall, over a period of time, you're paying less for the shares of whatever it is you're buying.
Well, we should talk a little bit about what the options are inside of your 401k plan. If you're concerned about the fact that the markets are high, what are your options as far as moving some of your profits somewhere else inside of your 401k plan? Talk about what some of the things that might be available to you. And see, what's tough about that is, without looking at the plan, we don't know the answer to that.
No, not in your particular plan that you may be contributing to at your workplace. However, there are a couple of basics here. A lot of people read their statements But they still don't quite realize that you've got basically at least a couple of different pots of money in there. You got one that's your continuing ongoing contribution pot that every time you put money in from your pay, you buy shares of or units of the investment opportunities that you're buying into. And then at some point, that money flips over and goes into what's your cash balance, your actually buildup of money over time. There's a pot that all of that converts into after a while. So you've really got two sections at least of money, and that's something that you can maybe take a look at and say, do I want my overall pot, my collection pot that grows and grows and grows over time, do I want to maybe invest that differently than what I'm buying at?
Yeah, I see a lot of confusion about that. I get that question quite often in 401k plans. They say, well, I want to change my allocation because I'm concerned about the market going down. Well, as you had said, Tony, if you're going to go in and you go online to make a change, it's really important to understand that you can change the allocation of the money that's going in, and you can also change the allocation of money that's already there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're talking about changing the allocation of the money that's already there, you can do that, and you can leave your allocation going, the money going in, the same as it has been.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do those two different separate things. Mm-hmm. It's important not to confuse the two, though.
Yeah, you don't want to be a lot more aggressive with the pot you've already got sitting there and hopefully continuing to grow gradually over time. You know, and then if we have a shakeup in the markets, you're looking at the more aggressive stuff starting to, you know, move downward at the same rate that you may be buying these shares for. So, again, if you have questions about the difference on these things, you know, give us a call at the office and we'll try to, you know, talk you through it. Or if you want to come by for the free review, now is the time to do it. So that we can take a look at, you know, how you're doing and then maybe make some logic with you on some things, how do things really work. Because there are limits to what the people who run your plan generally can talk to you about your plan. And that's fiduciary regulations and Labor Department regulations.
Well, you might want to talk about that because you recently went to enrollment.
Oh, I did.
And
see, this is where the unintended consequences of legislation comes in.
Yeah.
The quick recap, Department of Labor says, okay, there's in the 401k or retirement community, there's been a lot of problems. They see it as a lot of problems of high fees and people aren't getting good choices or whatever it happens to be. So they put some rules and regulations in the Department of Labor for retirement plans. And so the unintended consequences Tony ran into. We knew they were coming, but now they're starting to hit the fan.
Well, they really are. And, you know, I think I was able to see what a professional plan enroller from a large plan provider is allowed to say now. And basically, that individual is not allowed to say much of anything. It's, okay, if you're between this age group or that age group or this other age group, you need to be, you know, maybe possibly more aggressive because you have more time to play out. Yes.
Okay. So setting the stage, this is you were at a company and they're signing up new people and people
and
that wanted to know more.
And they're
reviewing existing people.
So everybody's sitting there. And I got to tell you, they did not know much about the difference between stocks and bonds.
The people.
The things, yeah. The employees did not know what was in their plan and what they were investing in.
And that's common. That's more common
now because they cannot get guidance as to what these things are. The professional enroller who was with me, we were kind of tag-teaming this, he was only permitted to say a very few things. And when it came time for people to decide what things they wanted to put their money in or invest in, this person was able to only say, okay, here's a questionnaire, and it had questions on it like, how old are you? What if you saw your balance drop by, you know, 10% or 20%? How would you feel? What would you do? There were like five or six questions on this questionnaire, and he was not allowed to explain any of it. And this was all about how these people were going to gauge which of the investments in there they were going to invest in.
Which one should I pick?
And how much risk they were able to tolerate.
So basically, what they're allowed to do is just one step above what their HR department at the company allows
exactly.
does. And the only difference being that the enroller for the administrator of the plan explains what the basics are of that plan. The HR department just says, yeah, we have a 401k.
Yeah, here's
yeah.
the forms.
I mean, this individual, basically, from the fund provider,
right.
Investment platform, from a huge company, by the way, we'd all know, he was allowed to just say, well, here's the questionnaire. I'll give you a few minutes to fill that out. And then you add up your points at the bottom on your score. And then you need to go over and look at the next page that shows you what things you need to do.
Yeah, where you should invest then.
Yeah, of all the blended premix portfolios. He never talked about any of the other investment choices, which were not in that either.
And
everybody was supposed to, and it was really pretty much age-based. You know, if you're younger, you got to be super-duper aggressive on this thing. If you're not quite so young, you're still pretty darned aggressive. And then you got kind of a middle of the road, and then you got, you're ready to retire, you know, in a year or something. So again, there wasn't much guidance because he is now restricted. He cannot do that. I can do that because I work in a different way and I have a what's called a fiduciary status. Everybody hears that word. But it's really amazing to me what this has done now because now no one gets much help of any kind. And if you call the investment company, they also cannot give you any guidance.
Being that company works with us, has been working with us over the years, so that's why you went in to do that. But there's so many companies that don't have a relationship with a fiduciary or financial planner.
Mm-hmm. I have a different status as a financial planner working with them.
And this company knows that, and so they pay us to do that mm-hmm. for them. But there's so many companies that don't have that relationship. And so because of this Department of Labor ruling, when they call in the fund provider, the big company that, you know, here's our retirement plan, mm-hmm. they can't answer any of the questions, nor can the HR department. So that unintended consequences from that one ruling mm-hmm. is going to hurt more people than it's going to help, in our opinion.
Well,
in our opinion.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I always say, you know, if you've still got questions about your plan, and your investment choices, you need to seek someone else out who can help you with that because obviously now you're not going to get any assistance making the decision.
And we're not trying to say that
that's all bad.
The company representative is trying not to do their job. That's not it at all. It's just that under the current rules and regulations that exist, there are certain things that they can do, and there are certain things they cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
If they do the things they cannot do, then they become liable, and they're under strict instructions not to get in that position.
Yeah. So different things going on there in the retirement plan world for companies, that's for sure.
And that filters down to IRAs,
yes.
too, because if you're going to retire from that company mm-hmm. and separate from service, what do you do with your 401k? Well, that ruling says whoever your financial advisor is can't recommend to you that you should move it, which seems strange. They can discuss the options, but they can't say, from what I know, I've known you for the last 20 years, here's what you probably should do. Can't say that anymore.
No, they can't. They can't recommend that. They can talk about that's a possibility available to you, and you have to decide on your own, based on the information that you have, what you want to try to do.
So, unintended consequences.
So,
and maybe Wednesday we can talk about the differences between 401k plans and IRAs and the positives and negatives of each.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can talk about some basic information.
Yeah, I was going to say our job is to inform.
Right.
And not make a recommendation necessarily, certainly not on the radio and not knowing you, but, you know, we can at least open your eyes and inform you about how things work.
Yep.
That's part of our role. In the meantime, we're going to take a little commercial break here. We'll come back and talk a little bit about how to tell if it's time for long-term care. And then Jamie's also got some topics for you this morning as well that are extremely important for your well-being financially and maybe for the rest of your family financially too. So stay with us here on the Money Makeover Show. Again, if you've got questions, you want to know what's going on with something that maybe is in your life that you're trying to make a decision on financially, give us a call right now. We'll talk to you on the phone while the commercials are running. So we'll be all in private. So here's the number, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. I know you got a question. Go on ahead and give us a call, and we'll help you out right here from the Money Makeover team with the Money Makeover Show. We'll be right back.
St. Mary's Parish Council of Catholic Women invites you to our pre-holiday bazaar on Saturday, November 18th from 9 a.m. till 12 noon. Come out to St. Mary's Parish Activity Center on the corner of Germania and Park Streets. We will have homemade canned goods, homemade cakes, cookies, jams, jellies, and lots of crafts, including holiday decor. Plus, be sure to ask how you could be the recipient of a homemade quilt made by the ladies of St. Mary's or other prizes. That's the pre-holiday bazaar on November 18th at St. Mary's Parish Activity Center.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialist. Being an extension of medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialist, serving Brenham and their surrounding counties.
Hello, this is Ernie Guzman from Chapel Hill Family Climate Control Storage in Chapel Hill, Texas, announcing our new facility of all climate control storage is now available with over 150 units available. On-site property manager, 24/7 security. We have 5x5, 10x10, 10x20s, and even the largest capable of storing a four-bedroom home, a 10x30, with all 10-foot high ceilings. Take advantage of our new grand opening specials. Commit to 90 days and only pay for 60. We also have small business office spaces available. All state-of-the-art security, fencing and camera monitoring. Newest, largest, and cleanest climate control facility in Washington County. Hello, this is Ernie Guzman from Chapel Hill Family Climate Control Storage in Chapel Hill, Texas, announcing our new facility of all climate control storage is now available with over 150 units available. Reserve your spaces online at www.chapelhillfamilystorage.com or call 979-421-8550. This is Ernie Guzman, exceeding your expectations.
Are you not the fixer-upper type? If you don't have the skill sets to build things, call the professionals at Our Integrity Works. They can build you an awesome wooden deck, porch, and fences. Plus, they can remodel your kitchen or bath and even put new siding on your home. From building to painting, Our Integrity Works offers quality professional work that will really, really last. Call Our Integrity Works at 979-251-7972. That's 979-251-7972. Or visit their website at integrityworks.info.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Giddings Animal Shelter of Giddings.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All right, so back with more of the Money Makeover Show from the Money Makeover team at Neal Financial Group. Hey, here's our office phone number. Make that time for your free review. If you're wrestling with some of your decisions a lot of us have been making at our workplaces, what health care plan should you choose? What other benefits there might be, including your retirement plan. You know, how do you make those decisions? What kind of things do you have to choose from? I know many of you have come into the office because you're now in your 50s and you're wondering whether you should split up, as we talked about earlier, the aggressiveness. Should you be more aggressive on the buying side of your 401k and less aggressive in your holding tank of the money you've already got accumulated in there? Because you really don't want to mess that up and have that go all over the place in the down direction. So can you do it? How do you do it? How do you think about it and wrap your head around those concepts? You know, a lot of you have been coming in just to talk about that. That's fine, too. Again, here's our office phone number. I think Sharon's there, 979-836-2903. Don't have to go it alone. All you got to do is pick up the phone, 979-836-2903.
That reminds me, Tony, one of the things we probably should talk about this coming Wednesday is this is flexible spending account season.
Oh, yeah. How do you figure that out?
We need to figure that out. I get lots of questions about that this time of the year. And we can talk about that because I know we're starting to get a lot of advertising in the media about spending that money. So we'll talk about the wise use of that money and how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always, you know, I know my husband's a physician, and one of the first questions he ever gets from people is, can I use my flexible spending account for whatever else that wasn't necessarily something listed under their medical plan under the rest of it? So can I do this other thing on my flex account? Well, how do you answer that? Can you? How do you find that out? So Jamie will fill us in on all of that stuff. In the meantime, markets are a mixed bag, but we're starting to see some green on the screen here and there, as opposed to a lot of the red that was on. It still wasn't very much, though.
No, it was only like 3 or 4 points.
Yeah. So, again, things still staying pretty stable, but it doesn't mean that everything is always a done deal, right? We all know that. So come in for that free review. We'll help you. 979-836-2903. Another big thing a lot of us have to deal with at some point in our lives is long-term care. And when do you need, how can you tell when it's time for you or someone you know or a loved one to have long-term care?
Or
what is, or in-home care?
Could be your
living
spouse, could be grandma, grandpa, could be mom or dad. So it hits a wide range group. There's a couple basic things. When is it time for assisted living? Some basic red flags. If your loved one is more accident prone, has they had a fall, a medical scare, gotten into a fender bender lately, just not, that by itself doesn't mean anything, especially if you drive in Houston.
Nah.
But if that's one thing, okay, take a note. And does he or she take longer to snap back from an illness or a simple head cold? Have they had chronic health conditions? If they have chronic health conditions, have they worsened? And another basic red flag is, are they having trouble managing daily activities such as dressing or shopping or cooking or doing laundry or managing medications? Those are some basic things. By themselves, no big deal. It's also called just getting older. But if that's something that basic red flags to keep aware of, then there's four other areas to keep an eye on. One is physical red flags, social red flags, financial red flags, and driving red flags.
Just give us a couple of examples. If
well, I wanted to mention there, too, before we move on, is it's interesting because many times what we find is you tend to think of needing assisted living or you know, going to a home center,
assisted living
place, is all being mental related, and it's not.
No,
it's not all mental related.
Some of it's just like the physical. Do they look thinner? Are their clothes baggy? And that may indicate trouble with shopping or cooking or a couple different things. Do they seem frailer, a little bit more unbalanced, having trouble getting in out of a chair? Or the opposite is, have they put on a lot of weight? That could be a diabetes onset or maybe even dementia because they can't remember when they eat, so they keep eating. Mm-hmm. Never thought of that one. But another one that kind of comes up in all of us somewhere in our life, kind of, do they smell unbathed, personal mm-hmm. hygiene, because they mm-hmm. forget to do it? Not your brother or sister or something, but do their hair or makeup? So physical things like that, not individually by themselves or not one time or whatever. It's just if there seems to be a habit or a formation of that one. Another red flag is social. Have they quit seeing, going with outings with their friends, going out to lunch with them, or just hanging around the house? Have they abandoned a favorite hobby? They let club membership goes or whatever. There's lots of reasons for that, but there again, you start adding these things up together, and maybe they need some help. Another is financial. That's what we deal with a lot with. Do they have piles of unpaid bills or mail scattered around?
Can they balance their checkbook? Yep. Have they done that for a while? Sometimes you don't know. I know one individual is a mother of a friend of mine, and my friend was shocked to find out her mother hadn't balanced her checkbook in 6 months, and she had automatic bill payment on a mm-hmm. lot of things, so that part wasn't bad. But her daughter went, and the way she found out about it, her daughter went grocery shopping for her and came back, and the mom was going to pay her for the groceries. And the mom looked at her and said, "I'm sorry, I can't pay you because I don't know what I have
in the checkbook."
No.
Yeah.
And turned out that's how she found out that she really had no clue, because she wasn't able to get that balance now, corrected.
Another thing to look for financially, if you go to grandma or grandpa or mom or dad or whatever, is looking for thank yous from charities. Mm-hmm. Since a lot of charities hit up our senior citizens, and so they may be sending some funds in that they don't remember, whatever, and they usually get a thank you back, and here's your receipt and so on. So mm-hmm. be aware of all of these things together. And the other one that comes into a lot is driving. In Texas, we're pretty independent, and you try and take away grandma's driver's license, you better be ready to wrestle. Mm-hmm. Some of it's kind of tough sometimes, or mom or dad or your spouse.
But the Department of Public Safety has an excellent program where they will send one of their troopers who specializes in assisting senior citizens with this situation. They will go on a drive with your loved one and help to determine whether that person is really okay to still drive. And they're very upfront about things in a gentle but more forceful manner. They're going to talk with that individual who you've probably been talking to for months and can't get them to give up their car and their license, and they can help get that done for you.
So some things to look for: nicks or dents in the car, which just a little careless driving or parking in the parking lot. And do they fasten their seatbelt? Do they turn off the radio, hesitate to engage in any conversation so that they can focus on their driving? Some of the people that I see in Houston should definitely turn off the radio while they're driving. So like I say, one item by itself doesn't mean
this doesn't qualify with those boom cars.
Yeah.
And boom,
or another one is tailgating, drifting. Man, that some of these people in... hey, guy, you're not supposed to be right on your tail. Whatever happened at one or two or three car lengths behind. Mm-hmm. But if that's a pattern, or drifting from the lane, going below the speed limit.
Yeah.
Every once in a while you see it in the news where they mix up the gas pedal and the brake and they go through the storefront.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Check out the dashboard. Does the car have sufficient oil or gas or antifreeze or windshield wiper? Just all of these things together may determine that maybe they just need some assisted living. Not necessarily that they need 24/7 care, but they just need somebody around to take care of
that. And this includes at-home care possibilities.
Correct.
As well. They don't necessarily have to go to an assisted living facility.
Correct. And then there's other things to look for if you want to have somebody come in for assisted living, but we may want to do that for another time frame on that one. But there's a lot of different things for an in-home caregiver. You know, what should you ask? What should you look for? What types of things mm-hmm. you should be worried with? But right now with assisted living, I know Brenham's got a lot of nice care facilities, different levels, mm-hmm. which also mean different pricing, which is fine. So those are things to be checking out. And then also, how do you pay for?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a trade-off between assisted living, full-time care, and in-home care.
Or having somebody come out just to help with some major things.
Or just take
a
help
couple
with the
of days.
Meds. Yeah, take the blood pressure, just kind of make sure a little physical checkup
mm-hmm.
and make sure they're doing their exercises or whatever they're supposed to do. Not necessarily need 24/7 care, but need someone checking on them.
Mm-hmm.
Some things to look for.
Yeah.
Well, what's tough about that sometimes is these are all normally people that you really care about.
Yeah.
And the hard part is you have to still understand that their individuality, because there are going to be things that they want to do that are things that are different than you would perceive that you want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's a tough discussion to have.
Yes, it is.
Never an easy one, I don't think, really. In most cases, anyway. All right, coming back, another look at the markets, and then Jamie has a couple of tidbits of information that we really do need to pay attention to. And Jamie, give us a little teaser.
Well, do you want to have income in retirement?
That's a pretty good one.
Gee, I kind of want to. I want to have income now.
Do you want to do that? Yeah, so we'll tackle that when we come back. Meantime, you got a question? I know you do. We're right here waiting for your call. Here's the way to get to us, 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. That's 800-332-7879. 7879. You're listening to Tony, Doug, and Jamie on The Money Makeover Show.
A simple yellow ribbon is what I need to set me free. I wrote and told her please.
The end of 2017 is a perfect opportunity for you to save big. Visit Washington County Tractor in Brenham and take advantage of 0% financing or choose cash back on current year New Holland tractors and equipment. It's out with the old and in with the new. The New Holland year-end celebration ends December 31st, so hurry into WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, Navasota, or Sealy now. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
People and products to you. Trust.
When it comes to something as important as your prescription drugs, better call on the pharmacy in Brenham with the reputation of quality and integrity. Call Medical Arts Pharmacy, owned and operated by the Sonnenberg family for over 50 years in Brenham. Are you ready to sign up for Medicare prescription drug coverage? Confused about what plan to choose? Make a list of your current medicines and then call Medicare at 1-800-633-4227 for help deciding which plan is best for you. For pharmacists you can trust, visit Medical Arts Pharmacy in Brenham.
Belleville Rentall has an almost endless list of items for rent. Concrete, construction, pumps, and party rentals. Planning a birthday party or anniversary party? Find everything you need for your affair at Belleville Rentall. Tables, chairs, fountains, and more. New to their list of party rentals are tablecloths and to the lawn and garden equipment is log splitters and wood chippers. For one-time use or to supplement the equipment you already have, go to Belleville Rentall at 726 East Mill Street in Belleville or call them at 979-865-1520.
Oh, my aching joints. How's a garage door supposed to move in this cold weather? Oh, no. Now there's a hitch in my giddy-up. Man, it's time my owners get a new door and let me enjoy retirement. Don't let your old garage door become an unwelcome guest during the holidays. To see about retiring that old broken-down garage door, call American Overhead Door, Brim's original overhead door company since 1975. Oh, great. That old door opener's in worse shape than I am, and it's left me hanging in the breeze, half open and half closed. No good can come of this. American Overhead Door can replace your garage door or your door opener, or both, with a new Suave model that comes with a lifetime warranty that won't let you down. Just call American Overhead Door Company at 979-836-4442. That's 979-836-4442. For Christmas, give a garage door opener or a gift certificate from American Overhead Door to someone special on your Christmas list.
McCoy's Building Supply in Brenham has the materials you'll need to do everything from painting a room to building a house from the ground up. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a seasoned pro, manager John Gunderson and the McCoy's crew are friendly, knowledgeable, and excited to show you what real customer service is all about. Their full-service lumberyard will have you loaded up and back to the job site in no time.
And if delivery is required, McCoy's industry-leading delivery service will get it there within 24 hours, same day in most cases. So give them a try. McCoy's Building Supply. Go build something.
Ugh, why is my skin so dry and itchy?
The problem is your water.
Hey, Culligan Man!
A Culligan Whole House Water Conditioning System removes sediment and impurities, leaving your skin and hair soft and residue-free. The only water that comes with the Culligan Man.
Hey, this is Patrick Ratcliffe, your local Culligan Man. Give us a call at 979-836-2180 for a free water analysis. That's 979-836-2180.
I remember the moment. I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
All righty, back tapping our toes and putting our thinking caps on for just for you. Right here on the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. Again, office in Houston, another one in Brenham, and we're licensed as financial planners, advisors in more than 20 states. And glad to help you anytime. Free review. Bring in whatever's on your mind financially, whether it's should we have long-term care yet? What kind of long-term care policies are there? What kind of things can I do? What about all these health care and pension plan questions I'm being asked at work? How do I make those decisions? Anything like that? All sorts of things. Should I give my property to my kids now? Or should I wait and let it go to them when I pass? Let it go through my estate? You know, how do things work? That's what we work on to help you. Here's our number at the office. Call us. And you can ask us questions there. You can set a time for the free review. Come in, bring whatever's on your mind. No problem. Our number is 979-836-2903. 979-836-2903. All right. Jamie Keyes, you want to have money in retirement. Jamie is now going to give us that in about the next 5 or 6 minutes, right?
Well, I'm going to talk about that, but I also want to talk. The music reminded me of a couple of funny stories I heard recently, and the fact that we were talking about how do you determine whether somebody needs assisted living or long-term care. Our little lead-in music there with the Cotton Eye Joe. A lot of you know that there are a lot of dance clubs in the area, and a lot of towns that you go to, Shelby, Industry, and so forth, where they have a lot of dances. And I hear stories all the time about there are couples who go and they can barely walk in, but when the music starts, they can really get out on
glide.
The
dance, yeah.
Glide around.
That's
and they really do a good job.
They set their walkers by the door and away they go.
And they can dance.
Yeah.
And the other thing was I was playing golf with some guys the other day, and they were talking about playing in a senior tournament, which I happen to qualify for. But anyway, they were talking about seniors. They had played in a senior tournament, and the same kind of story. The seniors could barely get in or out of the golf cart, but then they'd step up and hit the ball 300 yards.
Yeah.
How does that happen? Anyway, it just reminded me of that with what we've been talking about and then listening to the Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, okay. Well, if you are finding it a little bit more difficult to do the Cotton Eye Joe the way you used to, or you know someone who is, that's near and dear to you, right? We've been talking about long-term care, and that health care and long-term care are kind of a combo deal, but healthcare when we retire is our biggest single expense, the biggest, and that can really knock a hole in the money you've been saving. And Jamie, I know we account for that as we do financial planning for people. But, you know, it's a pretty broad topic. You know, do you want to have money when you retire?
Well, and, you know, one of the things I want to talk about today is creating income. And the reality is, if you have long-term care expenses, what you're really talking about is generating enough income to pay for those expenses. Where's the money going to come from?
Yep.
And so we have to talk a little bit about different ways to generate income in retirement. And we've talked a lot in the past about defined benefit plans, which are pension plans.
Yep.
And old pension plans, there aren't as many as there used to be, but a pension plan, what it does in retirement is it generates income for you. And so when you retire, your income is going to come from that pension plan. Now, this may be a shock to some of you, or you may already know this, but the benefit of a pension plan is simply an immediate annuity.
What? It's an annuity?
It's an annuity.
Aren't annuities bad?
A pension plan is an immediate annuity because all they do is they guarantee an income stream to you for a specified period of time depending upon the election that you choose.
So what do you mean by an election?
Well, you have to choose how you want to receive your income.
Okay.
And the most popular option, obviously, is a lifetime income. And you get the biggest income with a lifetime income because with a lifetime income, when you pass away, the income stream stops.
But you get your biggest payments that way.
But you get your biggest payment that way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live a normal life, then, you know, that's ends up being the best choice. You know, in hindsight, you always look back and say, well, that wasn't the best choice. Well, you made the best choice that you could make at the time. And so with a pension plan, you have a lot of choices. One of the ways to generate additional income besides if you don't have a pension plan, you can create your own pension plan with an immediate annuity. If you have a lump sum of money and you want to give it to an insurance company, you can create your own income stream with an immediate annuity that has exactly the same elections as a pension plan does.
But there are some strings.
There are some strings attached. There's no liquidity.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of variations of how you can take that.
A lot of variations on how you can take it. We can talk about it some more on Wednesday because it's a really important topic. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of ways to generate income in retirement. That's just one.
Yeah, and it's not suitable and right for everybody. But maybe someone is talking to you about these types of products and you think you get it, you think you understand it, but you're still thinking about it. Very important that you tune into the program on Wednesday, and Jamie will go into more detail about how these work.
See you back here Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.